This is Nia Afia. Before you and before you answer that question, please, if you don't mind, Rico, I just hello.
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. The I think we have now combined two agenda items, which is the discussion of the documents and the mapping out of the plan for 55 minutes. I didn't say the time because it just seemed to have been flowing that way. So I need to know where do we go from here? And then I guess that would answer part of Rico's question too.
I'm taking my turn at answering, or my turn at asking questions.
Okay.
And one of my questions was, what was the time frame that he envisioned? That doesn't necessarily mean that that's the time frame that we're going to engage.
Right.
So I don't see that we're beyond that, beyond the question and answer period. I do have another question. If your proposal is that the two of you seem to be concerned about time, so if your proposal is that we set a time to bring this to a close, then if I'm the only person who has another question, then,
no, Madam Chair, I'm not concerned about time. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't imposing upon on Oman's time, because I didn't know whether he was prepared to be in the entire meeting.
Yeah, I'm actually not. But my piece would be if you all want to meet with me again, I know what your agenda is, then I'm open to do that as soon as you would like me to do that.
And this is Nia Afia.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I wasn't suggesting that we end anything. I just wanted to, since there were no times allotted to these things, I just wanted to just make you aware of that. I mean, we could extend time. That's fine with me. I don't have an issue with that. But I just wanted to be aware as to where we are.
Well, my thinking is that the more information we get at the outset, then the less burdensome we're likely to be as we go along in the process, having done adequate preparation to address the task at hand. So if I could ask one other question, that unless there is someone other than myself who has a question, excuse me, then I think that would be, we could release him for the evening. My question, Ahmad, is having had an opportunity to look at the exemplars that Nia and Bill submitted, what did you see as the strengths and weaknesses of them?
I guess when I looked at it, I didn't look at it so much. My focus when looking at the templates for both of the ones that were submitted was based upon the fact that even though I submitted the one I did, it probably wouldn't be the one I used. The type of template, again, would be a combination of the three, as I mentioned. You look at both the sets of questions, you look at the particular competencies, which my covered a lot of that. You look at the survey piece as a part of that as well. And then look at the one that Director Nia provided is sort of, there's a cross between what I provided and what she had as well. And then figure out what is best from a strategic perspective for the foundation on what the competencies or areas that need to be targeted first and foremost. And we don't want to provide an evaluation process that seems, it says, hey, we're on fire, this is an emergency, we want to say, okay, yes, we're on fire, but here's what we need to focus on because we believe this will have a greater impact, not just now, but in the long run, and be able to explain that to as to why that is. And now that she's been around, says to you, okay, I believe you're absolutely correct. I'm in line with that. This may need to be, you know, shaped a little bit differently because of X, Y, Z. Now that I've been out there, I'm able to give you this feedback. And then you kind of move from there. And it won't take much of an edit to fix that. It's just that you make sure that you tie off that communication. So a combination of three is great. I think that's not hard to achieve based upon what you have in front of you. But I think the discussion should be focused on, I think Rico mentioned it, Marcel mentioned it, everybody's mentioned that, what are the greatest challenges for us, and how can we keep the person we just hired without scaring them away that, you know, they have to climb the mountain without a rope and some grappling hooks to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Unless there is someone else who has a question or comment, and I would say thank you for your being with us this evening, and we'll be back in touch.
Thank you all. Have a blessed night, and upward and onward, Pacifica.
Thank you, Ahmad.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks, Ahmad.
The next item was to have Nia and Bill talk about the exemplars that they had submitted. Do you all have a preference as to who goes first?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, me, Bill, okay. Did everybody get what I sent out regarding the KPFT's performance evaluation? Anybody not get that? Okay.
You're talking about the piece that you sent out this afternoon.
Yeah, right. Now, there's, you know, I sent out previously the link to the survey, which is, it was basically what I sent out this afternoon, just a little more description of that and how we use that to compile the results. So I hope that was clear. And I'm sorry, I should have sent that out sooner. But the subject I sent, it was going from job description to the ED evaluation survey. And That was using the job description. The thing I said earlier was, let me find it again, sorry. The KPFT management evaluation example for the personnel committee, that was the subject. So, you know, kind of like we just talked about with Ahmad, we need to decide what questions we want to ask, but I guess the question is, do you want to try using an online survey, something like that? It does help. It simplifies compiling the results, you know, we can send people an email link to invite them to participate, and then follow up with emails to remind them if necessary. They decide what questions to ask, and there's various types of questions. We can have true/false, multiple choice, a rating scale, which is what we used for most of ours, along with open-ended questions, and then the length of the survey. Questions. And I guess from what Ahmad was just saying, I'm thinking that we might be better off taking the job description and maybe just each category of within the job description, like HR and programming and finances and things like that, and just ask, maybe combine that into one question for each of those categories. I'm not sure what makes sense to all of you, but open to comments. Questions.
Are you done?
Well, I guess so. I just don't want to repeat everything I just sent out, you know, but
well,
I mostly want to get feedback.
Given the lateness of the hour, the more detail that you give, the more helpful, since I don't know about other people, but I did not get to read it. And secondly, the people who are on the stream didn't get to read it at all. So if you could give more detail, I think it would be helpful.
Okay. I guess I'll need to put a link in the to actually see the survey. I'll need to put a link in the KPFTX in the notes section or the minutes section, I guess, for the meeting, so people could follow that. But I can read the questions, or it doesn't take long. This was for the GM. We had a different one for our PD. The first question was just to find out kind of which category or categories people are in. Please check each of the following. It applies to you. Paid staff, there's one. Unpaid staff / programmer volunteers, another. Member of the local station boards, another. An active member of one or more of the our committees. And that lists the KPFT local committees. And you can check one or more of those because some people are in more than one category. And then that helps us compile the results overall as well as for each subcategory. And then for the next, I believe, 8 questions, they're all multiple choice with an option you can fill in additional comments. And they're all stated as positive questions. For example, the first one is, the general manager provides for the fiscal integrity of the station through membership / fundraising activities, prudent budget management, and compliance with Pacifica foundations and practices. And then each person's asked to respond on a scale from strongly disagree to neutral to agree to a strongly agree, and or NA, and that's defined earlier as not applicable. I do not have direct experience regarding this matter. So we went through several versions of this over a few years, and then we found it was useful to have a neutral category in the middle and have the statement sort of sounding positive and then ask people how much they agree or disagree with it. So I read the first question. The second one was about the GM provides for a thoughtful, responsible programming mix, providing for our diversity of content and opinion that services the community per the Pacifica mission statement. And so it goes on with several other things. I don't know if you want me to read each of them. Of course, these would be different for an executive director. But we started out with maybe 50 questions several years ago, and it was just, a lot of people didn't want anything that was too long, and like Ahmad was talking about, it's complicated to, and we found it's very complicated to compile our results and make sense of them. So there were like about 10 questions like that, and then there's 2 open-ended questions at the end with not multiple choice at all. And the first one is, please list the one area or activity where you believe the general manager is doing best. And then the next one is, please list the one area or activity where you believe the general manager needs the greatest improvement. And again, all these other questions that you could put open-ended comments for them also. And then the online survey tool we used would compile the results overall and for each sort of demographic category, for instance, the LSB member or staff, that sort of thing, and would have a count of how many people indicated strongly agree for each question, disagree for each question, things like that, as well as the percentages, and provide all that in a table, which helps a lot. And then it would also provide just a listing of all the comments. And we found that the comments were actually real helpful, too, especially when several people indicated the same thing. And it could be either positive or negative, but those were helpful. It did take some time to read through all the comments, but on the average, maybe each person may have responded to 50% of the questions with a comment. So we got, depending on how many people respond, you're going to get a lot of comments. So that's in a nutshell. That's how we've done the KPFT management evaluations the last few years.
Does anyone have questions for Bill?
Oh, one more thing I almost forgot. We also provide, and we may not publicize this real well, but we allow for individual people, if they want to come to our committee and talk to us privately, they can do that. And then several of them have done that. Usually every year there's a few of them that do that. And they're usually negative complaints, as you might imagine. Those are sometimes hard to deal with anonymously, because if we go to the GM with a complaint, frequently they know who it is. But at least we're aware of it, and if several people are talking about the same thing, it makes it a little easier to, still talk with them about specifics, but achieve anonymity. That might not be feasible for an ED evaluation, though.
How did you all tabulate your results?
Well, the online survey tool we use, which is called Zoomerang, there's another one called SurveyMonkey that's similar, and I've used that a little bit. I think there's some others too. It will compile all the numerical results for us. And so you can give it a list of email addresses to send the invitations to and the text of the invitation message, and it'll send it to them. And then you can close the survey whenever you're ready. You know, you have it announced what the date's going to be, and it can generate reports for that. They can be kind of long. So if you're making hard copies of the reports, especially with all these open-ended comments, it can get quite a bit. We had, just to give you an idea, for KPFT's general manager, we got maybe 100, about 90-something responses back, 90-something people responded. And there were about, after we reformatted, put in a fine font size, took out all the blank lines that Zoomerang generated, which was a lot of those, we still ended up with about 20 pages of results, which included the numerical stuff plus all the open-ended comments. And if we hadn't reformatted it, would have probably been about 100 pages. So it's not hard; it just takes a little time to go through that. But the online survey tool helps a lot. And if we did not distribute any of the results by email, we felt it was too hard to control that and keep it confidential. For the PNB, we may have to do that. I don't know. That's something to consider. How are we going to control getting the results out and keeping them confidential? But since we're spread around all over the country, it's kind of hard. It's harder to just hand out a paper copy like we do to all of our local station board members. Hope that answers your question.
Well, that being an issue, I would urge the secretary to make a note of that so that we'll keep that in mind when we're we can construct a checklist of sensitive points that we need to address.
Right, and your evaluation is going to, of course, it's going to have positive and negative things in it. And the smaller the group that has that, you know, that easier it is to keep it from getting out to the public. But the whole PNB is going to need to know that because they're charged. They're going to need to know the final results, the final evaluation report.
Right. Who all participated in the survey?
Okay, we invited all the paid staff, all the unpaid staff, which are mostly programmers, all the local station board, and any other active members of any of our committees that were not in one of those categories. So they're close to. There were about. We weren't able to get email addresses for everybody. It's the same problem we've had with elections, but we had. I think we sent out about 160 or 70 or something invitations to people. So we got a pretty good response back, you know, 90, 92, something like that.
Okay. Does anyone else have questions? Okay, Nia?
Okay, before I proceed, you know, Marcel's question as to what our priority should be, I think is key as to how we proceed. And Ahmad basically talked about a combination of the three of ours, which is, I think, is a very good idea because they each have strengths. Now, what I submitted is about 20-something pages, so I won't read the entire 20 pages. And the thing I liked about this is that it talked about the executive director's evaluation in very general terms for a not-for-profit. And it was very short, and it had three categories. The first category was strategy and planning. The second was...
Excuse me, let me stop you for a minute. If you would say the title and of it, give some kind of identifying information and a link if possible.
Okay.
For the listener.
Okay. It's from the Enterprise Foundation, and it's evaluating your executive director. And it's a guide for boards of not-for-profit community development organizations. I found it to be very helpful. And at the end, this is what Ahmad talked about, it giving a sample evaluation. There are three sections. First is a strategy for strategy and planning. Section two, program management. And section three, personnel management. In the first section, there are four boxes to be checked off. Oh, goodness. Pardon my landline here. I apologize. The first one is the executive director has worked with the board to develop a clear vision for the organization and understands his or her own leadership role. The executive director has organized the development of a written strategic plan, including measurable goals and objectives, consistent with the organization's mission. The executive director organized the strategic planning process as a collaborative effort involving volunteers, staff, community leaders, and potential donors. And fourth, up-to-date business plan exists for each of the organization's main business lines. In our case, it would be our six units. That's the five stations, the archives, and I guess seven. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting about the affiliates in our case. Like I said, this is just general. And within that particular section, one is able to write two narratives as they relate to what are the major strengths of the executive director in this area, and what can the executive director do better in this area? So there's room, as I said, for one to write narratives. Why don't I continue, then people could ask questions or, you know, whatever. Is that okay with everyone? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Section two is program management. Okay. Section two is program management. And there are three boxes. The executive director demonstrates substantive knowledge regarding the organization's programs and services. That's number one. Number two, programs and business lines, or in our, we could say units for us, are operating in accordance with their respective business plans. And the third, the executive director recommends new programs and business lines and the modification or discontinuance of current programs and business lines as appropriate. In our case, it wouldn't be the programs that are on the air, obviously. It would be, for example, I guess someone mentioned earlier, maybe the financial accountability plan, the policies and procedures. I think those are the types of things that, you know, in our case, that would pertain to this particular category. And there again, you know, he or she can write two narratives. What are the strengths of the executive director in this area? And what can the executive director do better in this area? Pardon my eyesight. And finally, is personnel management. And the first question is, the executive director selects and cultivates qualified senior staff, models effective behaviors and skills, and builds morale among staff and volunteers. Number two, the executive director delegates tasks and responsibilities effectively. Three, clear and attainable performance standards are established for staff members. Three, annual performance reviews are conducted with staff members, and we know we need that here at Pacifica. And the fourth, professional development plan in support of staff is in place, and appropriate training is provided to encourage competency and develop new skills. And there again, one could write his or her narrative as to the strengths of the executive director in this particular area.
and what can the executive director do better in this area? So that's what that entails. So it's nice. It's nice and precise, in my opinion. And to combine that with, I think, Bill's and Ahmad's. Now, I know we can't do all of this on the phone, so I don't know if people would reconsider my suggestion the last time for a working group to get all three or four of this along with Ahmad and come up with one, because what Ahmad sent to us was not really, let me just take a look at this again. I think we could, and he admitted that also, that we could work on this a little bit more. That's my presentation. Thank you for listening.
Questions?
Hello?
Questions or comments?
This is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I do like the idea of having a working group, because I think we do need to get going pretty soon. And as Ahmad was saying, it'd be nice to get with Arlene in the next 3 or 4 weeks to kind of go over something, and we're going to have to get going to get anything ready for that. And I think we're probably going to end up having to just tell the PNB, we're going to be, this is what we're doing, you know, tell us stop if you need us to, because I'm not sure when we're even going to get to some of the committee reports where we can go over this sort of thing.
Okay. I'm sorry. May I be recognized, Afia?
Please, go ahead.
Okay, so I move that we form a working group of three people to come up with a draft performance evaluation by our next meeting, which is, I think we decided, was the second Monday of every month, meaning the working group would meet.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And, you know, I guess if you could ask for volunteers along with them, that.
I would, I think we have a step before that.
Is that to establish what the priority is?
Yes, exactly. So if we could amend... We could amend your, well, if it hasn't been seconded yet, but it so.
You don't need a second. This is committee.
Then I would suggest that it would, that the first step is that we, by email, poll the PMB to rank the areas of work. And on the basis of that, establish the priorities, and then the working group would organize, synthesize the three exemplars.
I like that. Can I make a specific suggestion on that, Afia?
Please.
When we're polling them, we could use the job description categories, or even the whole job description. Just ask, you know, which of these, you know, probably rank each one, how important you think it is right now for the ED to be concentrating on. Something like that. Would that work?
No, I think that that's a good idea, because if the job description, that's the baseline. That's the contract between the foundation and the ED. So I think that that's appropriate. Would you?
I have a question. If you
go ahead.
But
go ahead.
But the job description is so detailed, and if you're looking for a priority, I think Ahmad also said it. Everything can't be a priority. So maybe I just need to understand, when Bill said to give them the job description, exactly what were you thinking? To extract from that the priority?
What we were proposing to do was to create a list using the job description as the source of the items on the list, and then the members of the PMV can number them. We could just do a chart where they decide what's number one in their thinking, number one, number two, number three, however many we want to. We could go up to five and but only use the first three, kind of like a dot. You know, when you go, you have a conference or a meeting, and you want the group to establish what the priorities are, then you set up the categories, and the member, everybody has so many dots, and they put the dots in the different categories. I think that could be done pretty quickly.
I have another question, if you
please.
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't want to speak for myself. But if I'm understanding clearly, I think we know what her tasks are supposed to be, and her tasks are laid out in the job description. But I think Marcel is asking, what do we want her to focus on?
I'm sorry,
that's the purpose of the list.
Okay. Could I hear what Marcel
is
trying to say something?
I was just telling you I was knocked off. That's all. Sorry.
Okay. Oh. So should I repeat?
I think I've got the gist of it. I was just telling you if you didn't hear me for a moment because I was knocked off. Okay.
But could I cross-talk with her, Thea, please?
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, but did you hear, Marcel? I said I didn't want to speak for you. I know the job description lists the tasks. But I think your question was, of those tasks, which do we want her to focus on?
Yes, that was it.
So
and that would be the purpose of the poll.
Yeah.
Because the committee can't decide for the PMB what the priorities are. So the second part of what I was about to ask Bill was whether or not, or maybe somebody else in the group would volunteer, but since he's already done something similar to this, if he felt that he could pull out the different items.
Well, I could, you know what, the other thing I could do, I could make a little survey like I'm talking about that we'd be using later, just to give people an idea of using the online survey, if you'd want. We could try that out. Now, question, do you want to, on the job description for the ED, there's like 34, well, two of the first two items are not part of they're just sort of definitions. So we had 32 items in eight categories. So do we want to just list those eight categories, or do you want to list each of the 32 individual items?
This is Nia.
The job description.
This is Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
So I think that's what the working group could come up with and come back to the personnel committee first, before going to the PNB. You get what I'm saying? It seems more organized, and it make life easier. Because we already agreed that we're going to have the working group, right? So that was unanimous. Nobody objected to that, correct? Then you made the substitute to add the other things. So we'll take those things, who serve as on the task force, would take that into consideration, correct? Hello?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm getting the feeling that this is that is overcomplicating the process. I mean, in each of the clauses for the job description, there is a specific task that's identified. So if we did it the way Bill just described it, where we broke out the categories and identified the sub-categories, that's just a chart. That's not a biggie. The big issue becomes tabulating once we get them back, and how long do we want to allow people to have to do it. And at that point, the working group would have the information that it needs in order to formulate the synthesis that would become the first draft of the evaluation tool.
This is Nia.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking out loud. So when Bill would pick out the how many there are, but isn't that just the perspective of one person? Or am I missing
something? Well, obviously whoever does it is what I'm saying is it's such a simple task that the first draft of it is if done by one person. It's done faster if it's done by one person, sent to us, and then sent out. Obviously, it wouldn't be just one person making the final decision.
Well, one question is, do we want to have just the 8 categories, or do we want to list each of the individual items on the job description?
I think we have to list the individual items, but not in the detail that that they're indicated in the job description.
Okay. We could send everybody the job description for reference and then just have a question. We could have like eight questions, you know, just rank each of these categories. What do you think it's most important or least important in evaluating the ED right now? Something like that?
Why don't I just do it and send you all a copy of it, and then you can respond. We can work from there. We also have to make sure that we make it as convenient for the PMB members as we at least intend to make it for the general population that will be participating in the evaluation.
Okay.
So you're saying
you'll do it as to help the work group, and then
I'll do the first draft of the priority checkoff list.
Okay.
But I'm not going to be able to get it done until next week. I have other commitments that have to be resolved between now and Monday.
Do we want to try to have a work group meeting in a week or so, and then we can review that?
Well, my suggestion would be that it goes out to all the committee members, and then folk can respond by email. Whatever modifications need to be made can be made, and then it goes to the PMV.
Okay, so you don't think we need a work group meeting?
No, I don't.
This is Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
Well, how did the work group meet? Because if you can't do your draft by when did you say, Fia? By next week?
I would try to have it by Wednesday of next week.
Because then the work group could meet before that, I would think. And
about what?
Well, to come up with just work on the prize and then send it back, as the motion said, and then people want to add stuff to it, and by the time we might need another meeting, probably. It just seems like that some work could be done during that time. Well, Marcella is quiet. Marcella is the thing.
Step one is establishing the priorities, what would the work group be doing before the priorities are established?
Perhaps present a list of... I'm sorry. Pardon me, Madam Chair.
Well, if the work... If there are folk who want to volunteer to establish the priority checkoff list, I can assure you I will not be offended. And I invite you to step forward and give your own deadline. Otherwise, I will work to have it available by Wednesday, at which point the rest of the members of the committee can make whatever input is felt necessary. It can be modified, and on the once it's modified, then distributed to the members of the PMB.
This is Bill, the suggestion.
Go ahead.
Okay, so if we can, get that the draft by Wednesday, and then maybe work on any minor changes over a couple of days over by email, then we could get it out to the PNB by before the end of next week. And then if we gave them, say, a week to respond, then we could compile that in time for our next meeting, which I believe is the first Monday of April. It's like 2.5 weeks from now, April 5th, according to the KPFTX calendar. And then we could schedule a meeting with Arlene, like Ahmad was talking about. Would that be reasonable?
Makes sense to me.
We could even ask her what she thinks are the priority items.
And I would urge that we even set a time certain to make sure that we stay within a specified time.
Yes.
Go ahead, Nia. Nia, are you finished, Bill?
What was that?
Were you finished?
Yes.
Were you finished with your comment? Go ahead, Nia.
The PNB is meeting next Friday, so when you do it on a Wednesday to get it back to us for our input and then get it to PNB, then we have to turn it around really quickly. Because, you know, some folks are going to say, oh, we didn't get it, it's too too short a period of time and all that. So you don't think you could do it any sooner?
I know I can't do it any sooner. But if you want to start it and email to me what you started or email it to everybody, then we can all work on it at the same time, although I think that makes it overcomplicates what was otherwise a pretty simple task.
Madam Chair, Rico?
Yes? Go ahead, Rico.
It seems to me that if the chair can't do it until Wednesday, and Nia, if you'd like it before, would you like to take on that task and do it, and then we can possibly have it before Wednesday? And then we can take it from that point on as a working group after we send it out and get some feedback?
No, I would like to work with the working group, you know, because I guess I'm just accustomed to brainstorming, so I will not take on that task by myself, but I would be part of a working group.
Because it seems to me no one else is stepping up to the plate, and so since no one did,
I'd be willing to work along.
I would too.
Good.
Okay, and what would be when would you have it ready? For the full committee's review.
By Wednesday, maybe?
That would be fine.
We'll probably have to do this by email, though, because there's conference calls every day next week, Monday through Friday.
By the end of business on Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time?
I think so. Does that sound reasonable, Nia?
Sunday? I guess between the three of us, we could decide who would do the first draft and how we're going to do it. But you're committing us to next Wednesday, right, Bill?
Right, to produce...
Okay.
Not just the first draft, but something we can present to the whole committee. And it may still get modified then, of course, by email.
I think we should probably shoot for Tuesday and get it to the other three folks by Wednesday. And then try to get it to the PNB Thursday morning or something like that. That's the timeline.
That's not realistic. The next meeting is on Friday or Sunday?
Friday.
The 26th.
Well, you know, it's not as if it's something to be that has to be discussed at the PMB meeting. that's going to be by email also.
Right.
So I don't think we need to be bound by whatever the meeting schedule is for the PMV. We might want to put it on the agenda to urge people to respond, but it's not like we're going to take time to go over it and... get a vote on it and all of that. I mean, that's the whole purpose of doing the poll.
I agree. You could just announce it at the committee report.
Yeah. So, okay, so you all will have it. Let's be clear about what the time frame is with which we're working. You all will have it done by Wednesday, by Tuesday, and to the rest of the committee by Wednesday. And the rest of the committee, if we have it back by Thursday, Friday. What did you all say? The meeting is Friday or Sunday? It doesn't really matter.
Friday.
Friday.
Well, I was the one who said Tuesday, but I didn't hear Marcel and Bill say that was okay. Tuesday.
I'm not going to be able to do much tomorrow or Saturday. Sunday I can. And Monday, I guess.
Okay, so
Tuesday's
so
okay.
Marcel?
Then I'll go with Tuesday. I just have a another project I'm working on that's due by the 27th, so I will be really pushed to do this, but we're working in a group, so Wednesday would be better for me, but I'll go ahead with Tuesday.
Is Wednesday better for you, Bill?
Either one. I think this is going to be a relatively short questionnaire anyway, so I don't think it's going to be a lot of little time consuming to put together.
A lot of back and forth?
I mean, it's supposedly based on the job description, right? So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if you get it to us, you're saying by Sunday, then I think that we could turn it around. I could try to turn it around.
Okay, so then we're back to Wednesday. You all are going to get it to the rest of the committee by Wednesday, close of business. And then we'll get it back by Friday, Wednesday. That gives us Thursday, Friday. Rico, Joe, talk about what kind of time you all need. We can't hear you. If you're muted, we can't hear you.
Sorry. This is Rico. I don't know what you mean by what type of time we need. Basically, we would be waiting for the committee to the group to send out the first draft, right? And then we would comment on that.
Right. And
but
then,
basically, that's what I would be waiting for that, so that I can review it and make whatever comments I want to make, and then I would, be waiting for the next meeting so that we can talk about it as a committee.
This is Nia.
Ash, go ahead, Nia.
You know, but what I was thinking, knowing some of our comrades on the board, I was just thinking maybe we should rethink having them do it via email and just ask to carve out maybe 20 minutes or so to have a discussion. Because I just think that might be better rather than emailing. And then it goes, oh, we didn't get my email, you didn't talk about so-and-so. What does everybody think? I think having maybe 20 minutes, it's that important that I think that we should. I just want to hear how everybody else feels about that.
It's Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, we haven't gotten the committee reports in the last three meetings, so I'm not real confident we're going to get to this on the agenda Friday. We could try for it, but I wouldn't count on it. There's a lot of stuff for all of the committees that they'll probably want to report on.
I would add to that that if anything that this important is not, it only takes 20 minutes. we're not giving it the time and attention that is suggested.
But they'll have the document ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? If they have it, we get it to them. They'll have it, and then it could.
Nia, we're talking about organizational priorities. They're not going to be resolved in 20 minutes. And I say that in conjunction with the observation that Bill makes, which I think is right on point.
So, I mean, well, that's an easy fix for the agenda. If this is a priority, then I think that we should ask to make it a priority and have it come the first 20 minutes after maybe the approval of the minutes, if we have any minutes. That's what I mean, to make this a priority.
I will just say again that anything that only takes 20 minutes can't be as important as all that. And on that basis, I would suggest that we're better served by proceeding in the manner that we've already agreed.
Bill again.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, if we're worried about people in the PNB just not responding, if we give them a little email survey, then it's probably not that important to those people. And so I'm not sure. I think the people that care about it will respond if we email them a little questionnaire, and if they don't respond, then we won't worry about those people. We could just announce it by email, and we could announce it at the PNB meeting. Please look for this and send us back what you think are the most important, you know, evaluation criteria.
Marcel.
Go ahead, Marcel.
I really do understand why we need to figure out what our priorities are for the ED, but I also think it would help us figure out what our priorities are as a board.
You think we can do that in 20 minutes?
No, I don't think we can do that. No. I don't think we can do that in 20 minutes.
Well, but
I think it would help us moving forward, not just with the ED evaluations, but perhaps in the direction that the board takes from this point out. Because
the board
may have conflicted, you know, ideas of what the priority is.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's an appropriate topic for the next in-person meeting, but not one that we as the personnel committee ought to be imposing on the board. So unless there is some overwhelming urge to do more than call attention to and urge maximal participation and immediate response, I would say let's go with what we've already agreed to and proceed to the next step. And make arrangements once we're clear about how much time we're going to need, we're going to allow the PNB, then make an appointment with Arlene to discuss it with her and get her input. Is there
Bill
any
again.
Further? Go ahead.
Okay, so I guess if we're going to, the idea is to try to get this to the PNB next Friday, before the PNB meeting, and then maybe hopefully discuss it at the PNB meeting. I'm not sure if we decided that. And then give them, say, a week to respond if we don't I'm assuming we want to do some sort of email survey as well as discussion. Is that correct? Just trying to figure out the timeline.
The time, my understanding of the timeline is that you all are going to be finished on Tuesday, get it to the rest of the committee. By Wednesday, the rest of the committee will, whoever is washing dishes or would please mute yourself, pound pound one. So you all would get it to the rest of the committee. By Wednesday, we would get it back. It's not going to be back. There's not enough time between Wednesday and Friday for the full committee to make input, and then you all to make modifications. Because actually, once the modifications are made, then the full committee should review it again before it goes to the PMB.
Well, if we get it to the committee on Wednesday, would there be time for the committee to review it before the PMB meeting on Friday?
That gives the committee part of Wednesday and Thursday, and then it's back to you all to incorporate the modifications and then it comes back to the full committee. The final draft comes back to the full committee and then goes to CMB. So if we tell them that they would get it on Sunday to be on the lookout, I think that's a much more realistic time frame.
Okay, and so that means would you want to have a full committee meeting, like maybe the 27th or something like that? That would be a Saturday.
A full committee meeting for what purpose?
Well, you said you want to get the full committee to approve it?
We can approve it by email. All of this can be done by email.
Oh, okay.
Madam Chair, Rico?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering what order the committee thought we should present this to. To the acting ED, whether we should do that earlier or whether we should pretty much wait to the latter part and then present it for her her comment on it. I mean, being in the position, she probably has some valuable information for us. And I'm just wondering, do we want to do a lot of the heavy lifting and then take her input and might find that we wasted some time, or should we get her input after the first draft? And then work forward further. Just put that to the committee.
I think that's a good idea. I'm glad you raised it. What are the sentiments of the other folks?
It's Bill, so you're asking get Arlene's input as to priorities at the same time we're asking the PNBs? Is that what you're saying, Rico?
This is Nia.
I was saying that we would do the first draft, and yeah, at the same time, so that we would get her input sooner rather than later.
Sounds good to me.
Nia?
Yeah, I just wanted to understand, are you saying, Rico, that she should agree what we think that her priorities should be for the foundation? Is that the draft that you're talking about?
No, I'm saying that when we do our first draft, which we are going to do, or you guys are going to do in that in the smaller little group, at that time we'll send it out and get feedback from other people. Maybe that's the time we might want to get some feedback from her, as it's earlier on, so that then we can take that feedback and move forward, as opposed to working on something and then getting way down the road and finding out that maybe there were some things that we really shouldn't have been spending as much time on after we speak to the ED, if we value her opinion that much. But I'm just saying, because she's in the position, she may have some valuable information early on that may be useful, and I don't want the committee to work do work that's not necessarily needed. So it's just an idea that I thought of, and I'm putting it to you guys.
What did you say for you? No, for her to agree, if she agrees with what we think that her priorities should be.
Not that she agrees, but whether she sees things in there that probably doesn't make sense, or there's some things in there that's not there that she thinks it should be there, so that we can kind of like at least start heading in the right direction early on.
Okay, so by definition, then she would be agreeing or disagreeing. That's what I meant by that. Okay, I just wanted to make when you said draft, I wanted to make sure you weren't talking about the actual draft of the evaluation, but the draft of whatever we come up with in terms of what her priorities should be.
So, as I understand it,
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I know that it's I guess it's kind of touchy because you don't want to have the person that's being evaluated writing their own evaluation. But at the same time, who knows more about that position than the person that's doing it? So we have to find some type of nice balance of how we're going to deal with that issue. But there is valuable information, I'm assuming, that we can get from that person, unless we want to bypass that person and go to someone who's held that position in the past, which I don't think would be a popular idea. So I'm thinking it might be better to deal with the person that's in there right now and just get some input. At the end of the day, we're going to be making a decision. That person's not going to be making the decisions. This committee's going to be making the final decisions. But the input is what I was thinking we might be able to use.
We could also get that input rather than at the draft stage, at the final stage with open questions. So all we're doing is doing a poll at this point. We're not doing the evaluation form at this point.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So would you, the two of you, feel comfortable if the point of inclusion is at the point of polling as opposed to the formation of the poll?
I feel comfortable either way. I just would like input sooner rather than later. And like I said, at the end of the day, it's going to be our decisions, and we can take whatever input she gives us and use it or lose it, depending on how we feel it, about it.
Nia?
Well, I know based on what Rico is saying, he said not either way, but then he's saying that he would prefer for her to get it. So that sounds like not either way to me.
Do you have a preference?
Do I have a preference? I think that probably what you suggested, let's come up with them first, and maybe after we include her. I just said do the poll first.
Are there any objections to proceeding in that fashion?
I don't have any objection.
Okay. Then that's the manner in which we'll proceed. We are 15 minutes past due. Can we set the time of our next meeting? And adjourn?
Is it a different one from the second Monday? Is this an additional meeting?
No. No.
Actually,
what's the date?
It's the first Monday on the KPFDX calendar.
I wasn't quite sure whether it was the first or the second. Okay, so it is the first.
April
Monday.
Personnel is the first Monday. Audit's the second Monday.
Okay.
Programming's the third Monday.
All right. You've already put it on, Bill?
I think Nia did. I didn't. She beat me to it.
Yeah, I put it on when we decided what it was going to be.
Right.
Okay,
thank you.
So that's Monday, April the 5th?
Yes.
At 8:30. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bill, thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you, too. Glad you could join us.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.